think one of the issues was the way that the oil fund was, well, some would say was raided for this year's budget. Regarding the oil fund, is it likely to be affected by the financial crisis in the United States? Because I believe most of it is invested in US bonds.
Well, not from that point of view. US bonds are secure, they've never been high yielding, and in any case, they're long-term payments, so they last for the period of the investment. Where the current crisis is going to have an impact on our fund is that, in fact, with the financial crisis, the credit squeeze, less spending, less Americans driving big tanks, for one, that means that the price of oil will fall, and it has fallen. It's down around $80 barrel now, and it will
No.
fall under that, according to all predictions. Now, what that does mean is that we have forecasts for lower receipts for our petroleum fund. Now, given the rating of the fund, which means taking out way beyond what is sustainable income from the fund, and the very big spending government that we have on largesse, on travel, on vehicles, on buying patrol boats, all of this stuff, all these big toys and that go around. That means that next year's budget, not only would they have been restricted from taking less in order to retain the sustainability in the budget, but it means that with the increased spending, that they are really putting a lot of pressure on the petroleum fund because the receipts will also be lower. We've gone from $1.94 prices a litre to 80 and possibly lower. That means there's less money coming in. And so that means that they are spending far quicker than we can afford to, which now I don't have a problem with spending money far quicker than you can afford to if you are investing that into capital. But we're not. 85% into recurrent expenditure, 60% into goods and services, and that will just keep blowing out. This is the problem, and that is where the rating of the budget and the financial crisis